Mark, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Well, thank you for having me.
Your Clay Street Press in Over the Rhine has long been the place that area artists automatically turn to if they have a difficult print project or if they simply want to make sure that their prints are well done. And Carnegie Gallery in Covington currently is showing Clay Street Press Cincinnati Portfolio 1 through 4, surveying 30 years of printmaking at your shop. Tell us about the portfolios and what's the idea behind them.
Well, the original portfolio, which was done in 1983, was just done to get my name out there and show what I could do, and was shown at Tony Burkhead Gallery down on 4th Street. I really had no plan to make four portfolios. It just was something that came about kind of organically. After 10 years, I decided to do a second one, and then a third, and another 10 years, and then a fourth 10 years later.
Tell us, Mark, exactly what's meant by a portfolio of prints.
Well, a portfolio is, in this case, a box set with 10 loose prints in it and a title page, which has a list of the artists. And that's pretty much what a portfolio is, as opposed to, say, a book.
So it's a collection, but it's not bound.
Right. It's so that one can remove the prints, hang them up, frame them one at a time or the whole suite.
And each portfolio has 10 artists?
Has 10 artists, local artists from Cincinnati, Northern Kentucky, the general area.
So is it possible for an experienced eye to see substantial differences in an evolving aesthetic when you're looking at this show?
Yes. From the first portfolio to the last, you can see a progression towards more conceptual kinds of work. The first portfolio has a lot of direct drawing and working on the plate. The second portfolio has some more conceptual pieces, and also the third and the fourth, ending with Tony Lunsman's piece, which is very, very kind of conceptual. So, yeah, there's a changing aesthetic that has been happening.
And this show at the Carnegie, is this the first time that all 40 prints have been exhibited together?
Yes, it is. It's the first time I've ever seen them all hanging in one space. And Matt Distel did an amazing job there, fitting them all into the gallery.
Well, I know you've worked with many artists throughout their careers. Are any of them in more than one portfolio, or do you consciously select work by different artists?
I have different artists in each portfolio. I don't want to repeat any artists. You know, I try to pick artists who are at the top of their game at the moment, so that's what I do.
Well, one of the interesting things about these portfolios is that not all the artists are primarily printmakers. In fact, I think most of them aren't. Is that part of the thinking behind all
Yes,
this?
I'm actually not that concerned with printmaking. I'm more concerned with making art. And so for me, having a painter or a sculptor, it doesn't really matter. We know the techniques at the shop. They don't need to know them. They give us an idea, and we try to figure out which medium it would be appropriate to express what they are looking for, and then we go for that.
Well, you're a respected artist in your own right. Tell us a little bit about your own work, and is it always printmaking, or do you venture into other fields?
No, my work is all over the place because I get bored with doing the same thing over and over. So a little painting, a little video, a little combinations of printmaking and video, sculpture sometimes.
Has this been an exciting period for you to be an artist in? It seems to me that innovations have come along at a pretty fast clip, and it sounds as though that would be exciting to you.
Oh, yeah, it is. The digital age has made life incredibly easier, especially working in a medium like video, where you don't have to deal with tape anymore and digital printing now. Some of the prints in the last portfolio, either we used digital media to make our films or actual prints.
Well, your Clay Street Press has been established in Over the Rhine for about 3 decades. So you've seen many, many changes in the neighborhood. What was it like when you were first there, and what's happened since?
Well, when I was first there, it was kind of boarded up from Central Parkway all the way up to Liberty Street, and you couldn't get a cup of coffee, couldn't make a phone call, couldn't mail a letter. And now, after years of going up and down and up and down, it seems to be on the upswing. There are businesses all up and down Main Street that are thriving right now, and Vine Street is coming alive with the restaurants, and it's just 100 times better than when I bought my building in 1986.
Well, you use the front rooms of that space as a gallery from time to time, and what are your upcoming plans for that?
Well, at the moment, we've got our annual holiday print sale up. I have no plans until, I think, September, when we will open a Frank Herman exhibition. So my next plans are to make some mono prints with Frank and finish Jay Bolotin's latest portfolio, which is quite spectacular.
When artists come to you with ideas, do you sometimes have to hunt around for new ways to accommodate their ideas?
Sometimes, yes. It's always a learning experience. Every project is a little bit different. It has its own set of technical difficulties that you have to work out. And you're always trying to adhere to the artist's aesthetic.
Well, I know you're always busy, and thanks so much for coming in to talk with us.
Well, thank you, Jane. It's been fun.
We've been talking with Mark Patsfall of Clay Street Press, whom many artists consider the premier printer of the city, about the show Clay Street Press, Cincinnati Portfolio 1 through 4, will be seen at the Carnegie through February 7th. For more information, see wwvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Jane Durrell.